This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time to talk audio description. And I think this is probably the first time I've spoken to Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. Hello, Anne.
Hello there. Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's the first in 2016.
That's right.
Has it been a good start for you?
It has, and it's been a very, very busy one,
I'll bet. I'll bet, because you still have pantos and things going on at the moment.
I did my last panto just about a week ago. That was at Liverpool Everyman,
right.
With Rapunzel. We had some lovely children and adults come along to that, and everyone had a fabulous time.
Great stuff. Right, we're looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to take a look at some offerings with audio description for audiences who are blind or partially sighted. And I think we're starting at the Octagon in Bolton.
That's right. The Octagon in Bolton was where I first started audio describing. Over 25 years ago.
No. You mean you started when you were 12? That's very good.
Yes. Yes, we've got a production of Two there by Jim Cartwright. And this is a very popular play for theatres to do. It was first done with John McArdle and Sue Johnston when I was working at the theatre, actually. And we took it up to Edinburgh, and it was very well received. So they're doing that, and then Jim Cartwright, who's probably best known for the scripting of The Rise and Fall of Little Boys, the film with Jane Horrocks, and he's writing a follow-up. He's called it 2-2, and it'll be very interesting to see how he takes the story on. It all happens in one pub, a northern pub, over the course of one evening, and all the parts are played by two actors. And they become these different characters who've dropped into the pub for a drink, and we have a little snapshot of their lives, and then we gradually learn a little bit more about the landlord and the landlady who run the pub. So it's, especially in the Octagon, which is a very intimate theatre, the audience sitting all the way around the action, and at some points the actors are right in front of the audience members, so it really feels as if we're in the pub with them.
Wonderful. Sounds good. Do you get a drink as well?
Well, I think you have to enter into the spirit of it, Alan.
Literally. Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. Now, audio description we talk about, I mean, when we speak with yourself and we're looking at, you know, blind and partially sighted people coming along maybe to the theatre, they get the headphones, they get the description of what's going on stage, they get the touch tour as well, they get to on stage to find out the props, maybe chat to the cast as well. But audio description kind of going further than that with Mind's Eye, because we're off to the Lowry now. You've got a digital arts exhibition.
Yeah, this is a really interesting exhibition. I had a look around the other day with the curator. I have to say, I always feel very privileged when I have my own personal tour with the curator. And if I hadn't had some of the background information, I might have just looked at things and moved on. But finding out about them and why the artists have made them and the sort of concepts behind the work they've produced is really fascinating. There's one little piece, and it's, you just walk past, you think, oh, it's just like a black box, and then you notice it's actually a charging station for mobile phones. And if you want to, you can charge your phone there. And then you notice there's a screen next door to it with slightly out of focus images coming up on it. And what happens is if you choose to plug your phone in there and charge it up, then you give permission for the images on your mobile phone to come up on the screen. And it's really fascinating because it's sort of bringing to mind the whole idea. Often if you go into somewhere and you sign up to use their free Wi-Fi, there are various terms and conditions. So it's making us think about data ownership. And there's another really interesting one, which is just some plants hanging in glass cases. And they have a kind of drip attached to them. And every so often they get a little drip or two of water coming down. And that's all linked up to whenever people give to charity and they put a hashtag on Twitter, that information comes through, and each plant represents a different area. It might be animal protection, it might be blind and visually impaired people, it might be hunger in the third world, And when somebody gives money, then the plants get a drip of water in the gallery.
Donate or the plant gets it, basically, or doesn't get it, so to speak.
It's really a fascinating idea. And I think that's the thing with a lot of contemporary art. It's the ideas behind it that are as interesting as how the artist has actually chosen to put them over. So we've got an audio describe tour coming up in February, and what we've chosen to do, it's the same day as I'm actually audio describing Shrek there a bit later on in the day, and it's a free tour. So we're saying to, I mean, it's open to anybody who wants to come, but particularly those audiences that are coming to the theatre later, if they want to come in a bit early and have a described tour of the gallery, then they can do that as well.
That sounds brilliant. I really like the sound of that exhibition. That sounds fascinating.
It is fascinating. And there's another one where you walk in and it's an interactive one, and your outline appears on the screen as you walk towards the screen, but it isn't a hard outline. It's a kind of spiky outline, but if you stay still, your features actually become recognisable. But if you keep moving around, you're just this spiky kind of amorphous shape.
So
so I think for people that have got a little bit of sight, they may well get quite a bit out of that one as well, because the contrast is high in that one.
Okay, we're going back to some more traditional audio description at the theatre now. We're off to Bristol.
Yes, that's right. Off to Bristol. This is Thursday, so imminent. And this is for The Bodyguard, and it's just got such fantastic... I was just having a quick look through them again. One Moment in Time, The Greatest Love of All, Saving All My Love for You, I Want to Dance with Somebody, I'll Always Love You. They're such fabulous songs, and the audience just loves hearing them and hearing them belted out. And then, of course, there's an intriguing story all about the big star who sings these numbers in the show, and the relationship that she develops with her bodyguard, and whether or not it's possible to have a personal relationship and a professional relationship or not. And one of the reasons that she's got a new bodyguard is because there is a stalker, and there is certainly a threesong goes to the audience as this stalker will appear and then appear again and then gradually move in. So it's quite a bit of a thriller as well. Right. It's a fantastic musical show.
Great film. I'm sure the musical is just as good.
Yeah.
Another big favourite, we've got Cats.
Oh yes, Cats is on the road again. I'm describing this one in Manchester, and then no doubt it'll be visiting lots of places around the country. T.S. Eliot's poems set to music, most memorably, some fantastic pieces of choreography in it. And again, it's just a little snapshot into the lives of all these different cats. And we meet the McCavities of this world. We meet Rumpelteazer and Mungo Jerry. We meet the very wise old Deuteronomy. We meet the cat who thinks she's nobody loves her anymore in her mangy fur coat. And I think a lot of people will recognize the songs when they hear them and will enjoy hearing the stories and entering into the worlds of these different four-footed friends.
Indeed. So a good selection here. Now, we were hoping to talk, Anne, a little bit about some foreign language audio description, but I think we're going to leave that to another day.
Okay.
Time is once again against us.
It just keeps on
going. There's so
it?
Much to talk about, especially the RX. I thought that was brilliant. I'd love to go and see that. That sounds so interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and if anyone out there would like to find out a bit more about the productions or the gallery tours, etc., that Mind's Eye are audio describing, where can they go for more info?
The best place is to visit the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and there's an events page there with a calendar of events right up until Christmas at least.
Wow.
And then the email address is mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page, Mind's Eye, and we're also on Twitter. That's @MindsEyeArt.
Fantastic. And look forward to catching up once again. For the moment, thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.